I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. American Identity in the Age of Trump is the topic in Oregon Humanities Center's next lecture in their We the People series. It will be given by journalist, novelist, and playwright George Packer, whose latest book is The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America, a New York Times bestseller and winner of the 2013 National Book Award for Nonfiction. His Eugene talk will be Wednesday, January 24th in Lillis Hall on the UO campus, and it will be followed by a talk the next day in Portland. He joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for your time today, George.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
Well, there are deep rifts in the American social fabric, evident now, but probably rooted in factors with longer history. What do you see as the primary roots of our current rifts?
Yeah, you're right to say that it's been a long time coming, and I think the election of Donald Trump and his presidency are more symptomatic than causative. To boil it down, and that's difficult because it's a complicated phenomenon, and America's a big, sprawling, rowdy, diverse country. I think inequality is a fundamental factor. The fact that the middle class has been pulled apart over the last generation, and fewer and fewer Americans feel like they're part of a broad, relatively prosperous class that shares sort of a culture and security with others, and instead people are scrambling to avoid either falling or to try to keep rising, and it's a much more economically stratified country than it was when I was a kid growing up in California in the 60s and 70s. And that goes along with the fraying of some of our public institutions, public and private, government and media, and people's trust in law and in education. All of those have been under great strain in the last generation. And those are institutions that democracies need in order to be healthy. And finally, there's a cultural and an ethnic component to it, which in some parts of the country has been exacerbated by immigration, by fear of immigration, by a sense of white Americans being overtaken by non-white Americans and slipping behind. People who might have thought they had a right to be at the center of our society feel more and more marginalized. I saw a lot of that when I was reporting The Unwinding a few years ago. So those are the main factors, and together they produced a suspicion and resentment of the other and of the national institutions that's been quite dramatic in the last year. But as I say, I think you could see it coming from a fairly long ways off.
How do you see social media contributing to those issues surrounding American identity?
I'm pretty negative on social media, I have to admit, and that may be generational. I didn't grow up with it, and I don't really use it, although I watch it because it's so pervasive and so powerful. I see it as amplifying the divisions. It was supposed to connect us. Facebook's slogan was an open and connected world, but it seems to have made it easier to segregate ourselves by type, by views, and to see the other as, you know, characterized by the worst examples, and to amplify the loudest and nastiest voices, certainly on Twitter. I know that social media plays an important role in people's daily lives and can be of great help to businesses and people in kind of out of the way, isolated places. But in the common culture, it has made us uglier and more short-term in our thinking and quicker to resort to derogatory and mean-spirited language and views. And it only seems to be getting louder and worse. And I don't think that the companies that started these platforms really know what to do about it, even though Facebook is trying to become a more benign version of itself.
How do you think globalization has affected American identity?
I suppose globalization is the single word behind many, if not all, the things that we've been talking about. certainly globalization has a lot to do with economic inequality, not just free trade, but technological change and the movement of capital around the world, and the breakdown of sort of local forms of empowerment, like unions, which don't stand a chance anymore against the power of global capital. And immigration is a form of globalization, and so is the sense that national identity or national sovereignty is under threat from elites who are feel less attachment to their own country than to elites in other parts of the world, which is one of the common grievances that one heard from Trump voters in 2016. So in a way, this is all about globalization. And because of that, it's not just happening here. We are part of a worldwide movement away from liberal democracy with its optimism and its belief in progress and toward building walls, literal and metaphorical.
In what ways do you think we can redefine what American identity means to address some of those issues?
It's a really good question, and it's strange to say how divided we are, because obviously we haven't become a bunch of different countries. There's still some common underlying bonds that make us Americans, but I think we don't really see or feel them very much right now. Instead, what we notice are the things that we don't like about other groups or that divide us. And honestly, I don't have a good answer to your question, except to say that unless we can find a way to remember and recommit ourselves to what are fundamental pillars of a democracy, which include free speech, free press, religion, rule of law, and self-government and active citizenry, but also include, you know, a willingness to be tolerant and to listen to each other and to try to walk in the shoes of people we don't like and who don't seem at all like us. Without those basic, I'd say, moral efforts — it is a moral effort, it's an effort of the moral imagination — without those, then I think the nasty cultural and political forces of the day are going to continue to weaken our democracy.
In The Unwinding, you've chosen to tell that story of identity through the lives of specific individuals over about a 35-year period. But history is a very long and often cyclical thing. Do you see in the periods before The Unwinding in American history times that are somewhat parallel to the ones that we're going through now in terms of identity?
Nothing that's exactly parallel. There are echoes of the years leading up to the Civil War, when the language of politics became so destructive and focused on the destruction of the opposition that it was kind of a short step to violence. And I'm not saying we're headed for that, although I've noticed that political scientists have begun rating the chances of a new American Civil War as being alarmingly high, like 25 or 30% in one study I saw. But I don't think it's quite that. It's not quite the Great Depression, because economically right now we're living in pretty good times. But similar to the Great Depression, there's a sense that democracy and capitalism don't work for large numbers of people who are left behind. The 60s was a time of tremendous cultural upheaval and clashes. The streets are not as crazy now as they were then. This is something else. It feels, to put it in pathological terms, it feels more like cancer than a heart attack or a stroke. It feels more like a kind of slow eating away of our inner lining as a healthy democracy. And that's why it's so hard to treat, because it's not one single thing, and it won't end at a surrender ceremony or with an impeachment, although there could be an impeachment. But if Trump is impeached, it won't end what we're talking about, because, as I said at the start, he's just a symptom.
So finally, in the end, then, how optimistic or pessimistic are you that our country will come back around to a cohesive identity and a functional democracy?
You know, when I was writing The Unwinding, I spent a lot of time with people in rather obscure, you could say, backwaters, rural Western North Carolina, the outer suburbs of Tampa Bay, Youngstown, Ohio. And whenever I was with them, with the people I wrote about in the book, I felt encouraged because they were not defeated themselves. They were facing hard times. They were facing some of the same struggles we're talking about, but they had a resilience that is not uniquely American, but that I think people identify as a good quality in America: resourcefulness, self-reliance, and resilience. And so with that in mind, I don't think you can give up on us. But on the other hand, we've come a long way down. Things that just a year or two ago would have been considered freakish and outrageous are now barely news stories. And once norms start to erode and taboos just get crushed day after day, it's much harder to rebuild. And I worry that we will be years rebuilding once we have some reckoning with the fact that we can't go on the way we are.
Well, thank you so much for your detailed insights and for taking a few minutes with me today.
I appreciate your interest, Eric. Thank you.
George Packer, author of The Unwinding, An Inner History of the New America, as well as other acclaimed works of nonfiction and fiction. He'll give the Oregon Humanities Center's 2017-18 Criticos Lecture, American Identity in the Age of Trump, on Wednesday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. in 182 Lillis Hall on the UO campus in Eugene. He will also speak on Thursday, January 25th in Portland at the UO's White Stag Block. Both lectures are free and open to the public. For more information, ohc.uoregon.edu. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.